Hello, my name is Janet Shreve of Shreve Care Services, and this is my podcast, You Care, I Care. I am delighted to welcome my guest, Tara Gunn. And Tara and I have known one another for many years, have we not?
We certainly have, Janet.
So I met Tara, I'm trying to actually work out, I think it was 2008.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, when I used to live in Kent, and I am actually with Tara in Kent as we speak, doing this podcast. And what have you been up to in the last however many years since we were last working together?
So when we worked together, we were both care consultants.
We were indeed.
For a company that I ended up staying with for a big chunk of my life, actually. I started at the company just thinking it was going to be a very short job fill after being made redundant. I worked in IT recruitment and unfortunately was made redundant from that job and then started as a care consultant where we worked together, thinking, like I say, I was going to be there 6 months, and that was almost 18 years later. And yeah, that's where my care background, living care background, started.
Because it's interesting really, isn't it? Because neither of us have actually got a care background.
No. Prior to that, honestly, hands held high, I actually heard of dementia, I'd heard of various older people's woes, but that was it. That was literally everything I knew about living care or care in general.
I was going to say, I can remember sort of when I went for the interview, thinking, care? I don't know why they want to talk to me. I don't know anything about it. And here we are, what, 16 years later?
Yeah, longer than longer that than even, that, yeah.
Still working in care.
Yeah.
But I always think care becomes like a drug, doesn't it?
Oh, completely. And it is one of those industries that you join, but you have to be a certain person to work in the industry.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody. It's tough, but ultimately, it's as everyone gets older, it's more and more on people's minds.
Exactly. So, talk to me about living care.
Living care. So I think, like most people, when your parents or grandparents or older relatives start getting to that point where they do need extra help, most people think, okay, well, they need to go into a care home. And I think that's everybody's sort of knowledge outside of working in the industry. Okay, mum's getting old now, she can't be at home on her own, so we need to look at a care home. So I think for me, it was having that alternative that actually they don't have to go into a care home if they don't want to. There is other options, and living care is a very, very big option for people that want to stay in their own home, surrounded by their own belongings and pets and everything they love. And more often than not, they don't want to leave the homes that they've been in for many, many years, where their children have been born and grown up in. And so living care is an option that they can stay at home and still get the same care and support that they would in a care home, for instance.
Absolutely. And I think this is what, I suppose, I mean, as I'm getting older, I think, well, it's what I would choose.
Yeah.
But of course, like anything with care, nobody wants to talk about it, do they?
No, of course not. And especially the older generation, they want to feel they don't need help, they don't need support, and actually living or staying at home with the support at home, it doesn't change their lives that dramatically. So it's not as if they've literally got the option to pack a suitcase and maybe a couple of boxes to take their lifelong possessions. They don't have to do any of that.
No. No. And also the other thing that I've always felt with living, it gives people a choice. It gives them a very big choice. I mean, if you want to get up at, I don't know, 9 o'clock one morning and you want to get up at 7
Absolutely.
O'clock the following morning, you can do. There's nobody telling you you've got to be up early.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, with care homes, there has to be a structure because there's lots and lots of people there that with different needs. So, of course, there has to be times that you get up, times that you eat, times that visitors can come, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to run the businesses being the care homes. Whereas at home, like you say, you know, it's your own home and you do what you like.
Exactly. So you obviously moved and have started a new venture with Livin, have you not?
So yes, it's very, very exciting. I was given an opportunity back in the summer to join a very, very well-established Livin healthcare provider called Eleanor Healthcare. And Eleanor literally do everything there is when it comes to care. So we do care homes, we do home care, domiciliary care, supported living, learning difficulties, care in the prisons, hospital logistics. So every corner of the care market is covered. But what they've never really specialised in is living care, hence where I come along. So they asked me and invited me to come on board to set up a brand new division which specialises in living care. So that's where I am, and that's 4 months ago I started, and so far, yeah, it's very exciting. Any new business is quite challenging and stressful.
It is, and I don't think people realise when they start just how, I mean, I think we all think it's going to start and happen really, really quickly, and it doesn't, does it?
It certainly doesn't, and, you know, we're very, very good at what we do, and there's no question in that, because myself and my colleagues, got 70-odd years of experience between us. I know, but it's fabulous. We're all passionate about what we do, and like we said at the beginning, you've got to be a certain person to work in the industry. Yeah. So we very much come into this venture with the attitude that any carer that we put out to care for a client, it would be a carer that we would put to somebody that that we care and love about. Otherwise, we're not doing our job.
No.
You know, there's a lot of companies out there that are doing living care, and a lot of them are online based, and they very much it's a little bit like a dating service, because they, you know, if a carer's available and they live near to somebody that needs care, they put them together. Whereas for us, we just can't do it like that. We get to know our carers extremely well, get to know our clients and what they need and what they want. So, you know, sometimes it can be just down to, have they got the right personality?
Yeah.
You know, what's their interest? Do the carers like cats and dogs and sometimes, you know, birds and tortoises? So it's getting to know our carers, our clients, and making sure we're putting the right people together. And even then, it doesn't always work out.
Because it's like, I mean, I know when I was working as a care provider, you look at people on paper and you think, they're going to work really, really well.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reason, it doesn't.
Exactly. It's people, isn't it? And when you're working with people and helping people, it's understanding who they are.
Exactly.
And whether or not they're going to be a right fit. Because ultimately, these carers, you know, they're not just popping in and popping a meal in the microwave for somebody. They're living with the client. And they've got to fit into the client's needs and the home life and everything else.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got a duty of care, not just to the clients, but the carers as well, because they need to be happy doing what they're doing 24/7.
So bearing in mind the way things are in the care sector at the moment, with obviously the challenges we're all facing, as we all know, with increased NI and all of the other things, statutory pension, etc.
Sure.
Are you finding it difficult to recruit from a care perspective?
It's interesting, actually, because I think because myself and my colleagues have been in the industry for such a long time, there's been a lot of carers that we have worked with for many, many years. And weirdly, they seeked us out. So a lot of the carers that we've used to work with, we've not gone out to look for these carers, but they've actually come to seek us out, which is lovely. I mean, that just goes to show, doesn't it? People follow people.
Yes.
And in respect of new carers coming on board, you know, we're completely transparent and honest with everybody. This is a new venture. And I think that's where we're slightly different to those that have set up online and think, oh, we'll set a care business up, because rising age of the nation, there's a lot of business out there. And that's very, very true. But it's the people. It's the people that make the difference.
And I know you aren't going through your final bit, but ultimately you're offering both the introductory and managed.
Yeah, exactly. And so therefore, you know, again, it's down to choice. It's down to what the client prefers, what the carer prefers. So it's just given that choice of what makes it easy for them.
And can you just explain what is the difference between a managed service and an introductory service? Because often people don't know that there is a difference.
Yeah, so in respect of the managed service, that's completely regulated by the Care Quality Commission, and all the regulations are including the care plans, and essentially we will control what the carer does. We will make sure we're visiting the carer and the client, making sure the care points are registered, making sure they've got good relationships with any outside agencies that they might want to work with. But basically, if a son or a daughter or anyone that's related to the client wants to just not be as heavily involved, then the managed service is perfect for them because we will do everything.
Yeah.
Everything from telling the carer exactly what they've got to do, we will talk to the doctors and any other professionals that are involved. So we're very much in control and run the show, mm-hmm. let's say. Whereas on the introduced model, it's very much a case of the same carers, because our carers, they're all trained the same, they're the same people, but they are independent contractors. So we, again, will do the absolute same matching process. We will introduce the carer to the client, but we won't then direct the carer
right.
as to what to do. So they would still follow all the care needs and look after the member, the client, mm-hmm. and everything they need, but we won't be directing as to what they do. And the clients or the family or legal representative, whoever it may be, has a lot more control in how their relationship works with the client.
And do you offer different levels of service?
Absolutely. So very much depending on what the care needs are. So, you know, it goes up in stages. If it's a single client, it'd be a certain amount. If it's a couple. So it all very much depends on what care is required.
Mm. And basically, what part of the country do you cover? Because obviously you're based in the southeast at the moment.
Yeah, so we're based in Kings Hill, near Westmorling in Kent. But we're national, so we cover the whole country. In respect of the managed service, we're very much focusing on the southeast, southwest at the moment. And gradually, you know, we will be moving through the country. But on the introduced model, the whole country, completely national, okay. No limitations.
Can you tell me how anybody can get in touch with you to find out more?
Yeah, absolutely. Please. So our telephone number is 01732461877. Email address is live-well@eleanorcare.co.uk.
Okay, and do you have a website as well?
Certainly do. So we're part of, say, the Eleanor Healthcare Group. So if you just go on to www.eleanorhealthcare.co.uk, and we will fall under the Live In Care tab, drop down on that, and that's all of our information.
Fantastic. I'd really like to thank you for coming on and doing the podcast. I really am grateful. And what's actually really nice is being able to do it together in person.
Absolutely.
And actually see you, because I've seen you for a while. Best of luck with your new service. I'm sure you'll be amazing. And thank you once again, Tara. So if anybody wants any more information about what I do or would like to be a guest on the podcast, please contact janet.shreve@shrevecareservices.co.uk. And my website is www.shrevecareservices.co.uk. Thanks, Tara.
Thanks, Janet. Love
okay,
to see
take
you.
Take care. Thank you.